Welcome to the Feel Good Parenthood Podcast, your go-to mum crew for all things parenting. I'm Courtney, the no-nonsense, cut-the-fluff, multitasking gin enthusiast.
I'm Steph, your source for zero bullshit advice, coffee lover and eye rolls.
And I'm Emma, the woo mama of the group, juggling snacks and deadlines. We're keeping it sweary and messy with a good dose of tips and tricks that you can actually try at home. Because let's face it, if we can't laugh at the chaos, we are probably going to cry.
So grab your coffee, hide in the closet if you need to, no judgment from us, and join us every week for your dose of feel-good parenthood. Let's dive in.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Feel Good Parenthood Podcast. You have got me, Courtney, and I am joined by the absolute legend that is Heidi Anderson. I'm gonna let Heidi introduce herself because she doesn't need no one speaking for her. Let's be real.
The pressure though, like this is what my friend said to me. Like you always have to have an elevator pitch ready to go, Hides. But I'm like, I'm a girl who can't be fit into a box though, Courtney. So this is hard for me to...
So you give us today's elevator pitch and tomorrow's might be something entirely different.
So Heidi Anderson, mother to a little boy called Memphis, who's 4 and a bit. He starts school this week. Hubby is called Griffo. We started sharing our journey as parents on our podcast, First Time Parents. I was a radio host at the time. Griffo, my hubby, was working FIFO, so fly in, fly out. And we started recording our podcast a week after our little boy was born, sharing, you know, all the shitty and glorious moments. 4 years in, I'm no longer a radio presenter. He now works back in Perth. Like we, you know, are at a point now where I don't know whether we're going to have another baby or not because he doesn't know, but we're going to dive into that. So currently now I'm helping people like with media. I'm an author, I'm a keynote speaker. Probably most famous for my voice, doing radio for, you know, 12 years around the country in Australia.
Yeah. And honestly, what haven't you done? Because you, yes, are the PR hype queen and your face is fucking everywhere. So if you have not heard of Heidi Anderson, you're probably under a rock.
Go find me on Instagram underscore Heidi Anderson.
Yeah, follow along. Go check
Get
her out.
From under that rock, would you?
Yes, definitely. Okay, so you kind of just dropped in there like what we'll be chatting about today. Yeah. And it's a bit of a wild one. And I'm sure that there are a lot of parents that are in a very similar position of like, God, do we go for number two? Yeah. You know, or are we one and done? So how did this convo come up between the two of you?
Can I just say, your face. Like, this is, I know, I'm like, it's so complex and it's yes. so some people are very black and white and they're like, well, I would leave him. And I've been told that, or like, just put holes in the condom, Heidi, or just do this. God. Like so many wild things that people say, like it's your fucking choice in the end. Like, so...
Let is just, it?
Yeah, that's
just what, a sperm donor,
this
apparently.
This is some of the shit that I've been fed.
Far
so
out.
It's very complex. So my husband is an incredible partner, a legend who has shared so much of his parenthood journey on the First Time Parents. Mm. So vulnerable. This is not his space at all, being out there and putting himself out there. Like he's a sparky, for God's sake, like an electrician. Yeah. But he started dating someone who shares a lot. And, you know, I got paid to share my stories. So he kind of joined in and he's a great, like, I think he is an incredible sharer. And, you know, I think he'd make a great coach one day for men. But we decided to, you know, do our podcast together. And I remember we were a couple of years in and we actually took a break. And that was because parenthood got really fucking hard for us. We completely started to go down different paths. Like I was loving my business, getting all my needs were getting met in there. You know, Memphis, my new little man in my life, our little boy. And then Griffo felt extremely disconnected and resentful and all of these things, but being the bloke that he is and not having, you know, that support and encouragement growing up and, you know, the way that men probably do come across these days, you know, he didn't know how to share any of that. So he took up a lot of drinking and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I started getting that feels of like, I think I want another baby, but I don't know because after I had Memphis, I was one and done. And anyway, we started kind of talking about it and he was pretty much like, I don't want another child. Like I couldn't think of anything worse, like to be fair. And I was like, what? Like surely we can get through this. But every time we went to talk about it, we would get our backs up. I would shut down. I would want to fucking punch him in the head. He would like, you know, cause like, and shake him and be like, how can you do this to me? Like so much you know, pain and stuff. And just also like the ball's in your court, like that's fucked because, you know, so a lot of shit was coming up for me, this starting to resent him. Anyway, we tried to navigate it ourselves and it didn't really get us anywhere. And then one day I was talking to one of my girlfriends and she did a lot of work with James Fishgill. He's a communication coach, relationship coach. And I just reached out to him and I said, Fish, would you come on our podcast and do like relationship coaching and we do live sessions? And I said, because for me, right, we're not getting anywhere having this behind closed doors. Like it's just getting worse. And I'm at the point where I'm like, do I divorce this guy? Like, do I just leave? Because like, I want to have another baby, I think. But I said also like, would I blow up my family? Like I love him. I love my son. Like what the fuck? Like I'm really stuck. And Fish was like, yeah, would love to. And so he came on our podcast and we did 6 months of therapy sessions basically with him. And he really, like, having the microphone and him there just was made it so easy for Griffo and I to actually hear each other, to feel each other, to understand each other. So the, you know, I guess you could say the guns came down. Like if, you know, you're fighting the walls, the guns, everything came down and we saw each other and met each other where we were at. And we finally got to understand. And I truly understand why he doesn't want another kid. Money is a worry for him. He was disconnected. He's like, our relationship's just back on track. And then he totally understands that I have this feeling and inside me, you know, but because we spent so much time going through this court and having these deep conversations, I started to ask myself the question, well, is the baby what I really want? Or was it society that made me feel like I needed to have two kids? And so I started diving deep into going inwards with that, and I'm kind of met now at like, is it just that I want two kids because of all the questioning that everyone says and like, oh, Memphis is going to be lonely or he's going to be spoiled or he's an only child, like blah blah blah, all this shit. And so we're kind of, you know, 12 months into this conversation and I kind of feel like maybe we are one and done.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a big realization to come to at the end of the day. And I think if I like circle back to what you said just earlier about, like, you started, there often can be quite a disconnect between parents when you're first getting into that parenting journey, because you were, it was the two of you, now it's the three of you. And it's a way more common than I think it's one spoken about and two even thought about. Like, people don't think this shit through of just actually how big the transition into parenthood is for fathers and like how out of control they can probably feel about the whole bloody thing, right?
Do you know what, and like this is the thing that I wish I actually just pitched to my book publisher, a book on Griffo and I sharing our journey of parents, because no one fucking told me these hard conversations that we were going to have. Like, everyone's like, oh, you get married, oh, when are you having a baby, like it's gonna be so beautiful, you should be so grateful and blah blah blah, all this shit. And it's like, no one really tells you the depths of what you have to go through of like grief, of like disconnection, of like navigating your relationship, of even finding love for this new little stranger that's been brought into your family. Like, and we see a lot of women out there like bagging their partners and bagging men. And like, you know, there's this whole like, and this is where I feel like we've let men down, because I'm like, they, like you said, they're just as much a part of this as we are, just because they haven't carried the baby or whatever. And so I feel like there is getting a lot of support out there for women, but that's where the men really need it as well, just as much as the women.
100%. Yeah, could not agree more. It definitely needs to be something that's spoken about more. And actually, like, men need to be stepping up and filling that role. That's not for a woman to do. Like, men need to be supporting each other in their transitions, and more than just like, hey mate, do you want to go for a beer? And then all they do is sit there and not talk.
Talk about the sport, the surfacey shit.
I know. Yeah. And the thing is, it is very superficial, like you say, like the stages of life, and everybody's like sticky beaking into the relationship because they want to know and compare and all the rest of it. And it's like, get past that. Like, people actually need to have the conversation so they've got the tools and the strategies to be able to communicate well. If you can't communicate in a relationship, then what's the fucking point? Like,
and this is the thing, like, I guess for me as well, like becoming a mom, like I have had communication issues, like from my parents as role models, good people, but terrible, like, communicators. Like, I watched them and I'm like, no wonder I was fucked at communicating. And then, like, you know, trying to with Memphis, like, navigate that. And then you're trying to navigate it in your relationship. It's a lot. And so we do need support that aren't just our partners. And, yes. you know, that's where I feel like Grifo has stepped up. And I've loved that. And I've loved watching him do that. And, you know, for our family, for me, for him, for our son, you know, like, it's been really beautiful. And he's had incredible feedback because of that. And there is amazing people and men out there doing it, but it's just not enough. And, like, I guess for me, like I said, digging into the inward work, and he's been doing the same. Is it like, well, how did we end up here? Is it just because of society? Like, and you know, and so having those bigger conversations and reading and, like, digging deep is what we've both had to do to go, like, yeah, well, is that really what we want? And for me, I guess I kind of feel like if it is going to happen, it's going to happen. Like, if I did fall pregnant, but I'm 40 this year. So I also go, like, oh, I don't know. But I just said, let's put a pin in it and let's just trust that, you know, while we're both doing the work on ourselves and that something will come of it. But, you know, like, his disconnection, like, I can understand why he doesn't want another kid. Like, that was really hard for him. And he didn't know what was going on because he was so disconnected to himself as well as his son. And then obviously that was in our relationship too. So
sometimes, you know, it's just such a stigma about getting help as well, like getting help as an individual, and then a stigma massively for a male getting help.
and then relationship counseling. And then relationship. Like, oh, like, you failed. Like, no, actually, this is tool. Like, we're getting tools. We're filling out the way we talk about it, Grifo and I, is like, we've got a tool belt. And at that stage when we were going down there, like, some of our tools were empty because we were, like, putting it into, you know, Memphis and all these things. So we've had to put on our tool belts and fucking start filling our tools up again.
Yeah.
And you can see that our relationship is changing because of that. We've stayed together. Like, now we know why everyone gets fucking divorced after kids, because you can't, like, there's these big conversations that people are navigating, but they don't know how to, as we're, like, getting, you know, these kids to have these emotions and talk and tell us, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
Parents aren't always there yet, me included. And so, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're just,
you've got to be prepared to go deep and go deep inwardly on yourself and then go deep within the relationship. But you have to have the tools, the strategy, and the sports, like, support systems around you to be able to do that and do that safely as well. Because you're right. Like, there's so much shit talk from fathers against mothers, shit talk about mothers fathers. And it's like, I don't play in those realms. Like, that's not how I do. I've never been one to complain about my husband. Like, if I'm going to give anyone shit, it'll be straight to his face.
Like, you know, he's not fucking perfect. He's got his shit going on. And so do I, like, your husband, but you're a team. And that's what, you have to keep remembering that you're a team.
Yeah. And it's okay to have your, like, uncomfortable, crappy, shitty moments in that, but it's like, it's how you actually come back from that. That's what actually matters. And that's the same as our relationships with our kids. Yeah, shit's gonna go flying left, right, and center. Does it, like, we're all human, but you've got to be able to come back around and close the loop and have that, you know, close the conversation off, you know, like you say, pin it. It's cool.
Pin, like, it, and, like, and, you know, and be okay with that. And then we knew that we were going to talk about that in the relationship sessions. But, you know, it's funny because it's like, you talk about conscious parenting, right? Like, being able to communicate with your kid and then repairing if you've gone off the handle and everything. You got to do that in your relationship too. And one of you can't just be doing it. And I think that's what has been really insightful for Grifo, I guess. Like, I just send him, like, quick little things on Instagram, like, say, from your page or whatever, that's got, like, a couple of tiles, real simple shit, because guys need real simple shit, and they don't need to, and pretty much women do too, because we've fucking got 50,000 balls.
Too many things.
But so I'm like, I love those really simple, easy tiles to go, like, oh, cool, okay, I need to do that next. And then I'll send it to Grifo. I'm like, this is what we need to do with Memph. And it's like, you got to keep learning, and you've both got to be open to it, don't you? And, like, and then you've got it. Like, if you are having these big, hard conversations, it's like, well, and one of you goes off and, like, doesn't talk to the other one for 2 days or whatever, how are you going to bring back and repair it? Like, you got to act like you're both kids, like, you're reparenting yourselves at the same time.
Oh, no doubt. And I think that the main message for me and everything is that every single human on the planet just wants to be seen, heard, and understood. It yeah. doesn't mean that you have to agree with them, but it's the same with our kids, because the minute that they are seen and they are heard and they're understood doesn't mean that you're giving in necessarily, but they just want to know that you get it. And yeah. that's all that we want our partners to do too. Like, I just want to know that you're hearing me. And what's that? Oh, there was that advice that was flying around for a while. And I always come back to with my husband and just say, do you need my support now, or do you need problem solving? Like, what is it that you need? When you're sharing with this with me, are you needing to vent and you don't want me to like give you my helpful input?
Yeah.
Or are you looking for problem solving? Like, what is yes. it that you need from me? And like, take the fucking guesswork away.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think, like, as women, sometimes we've got so many things going on in our head that sometimes we just expect them to read, like that they have like intel, that they're so smart, that they're like artificial intelligence can read our brains, but they can't. And, you know, actually that helped a lot with my anxiety when I went through my mental health challenges, was like giving him headlines. So I would say, hey, babe, like, I need a hug right now. And I'm going to tell
you. Yeah, cool.
But I just need a hug. I don't need anything else. And then the next thing would be like, okay, babe, I need your advice on this. I'm feeling really anxious, or I'm overthinking this, or blah, 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 blah. And he would go, okay, cool. And then give his opinion. Mm. Or it's like, I just need you to listen. I don't need you to say anything except for like, yeah, that must be hard.
Just validate it, babe.
Like, that's just fucking validate me. So it's so yeah. true. It's that. And like you said, if you know, obviously I think most people that would be listening to this podcast are conscious in their parenting, and that's what they're working mm. towards. Well, now mm. you just have to do it in your relationship as well.
If you have to do it in your relationship, because the thing is, at the end of the day, if you're wanting your kids to learn anything about how relationships go, they are first learning from yours.
Yeah.
100%. From what is happening between mum and dad or whoever.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that is it at the end of the day. Your son is going to learn how to treat a woman from how he watches his dad.
Yeah. And do you know what? Like, one thing I'll just say on that, one thing I've been really cautious about is never going to Memphis. Like, do you want a brother and sister? Do you want, and bringing him
into
his conversation? Because I
yes.
do notice, and like I said, no fucking judgment. I have noticed a lot of friends have done that. And then that kid is really let down, or blah, 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 all the things. And they're so, and it's beautiful. Like, there's a side of it that I see that's beautiful, that they're really involved. Sure. But I've actually not done that with Memphis, because I really wanted to protect him. Like, I was cleaning out the roof the other day of all of the baby things that were Memphis's. Part of my like letting go that maybe this might not happen in the grieving process. And Memphis said, like, what are you doing, mum? And I said, I'm just keeping some of your favorite things that I can give to you when you're older. And then I'm also moving some of the stuff on. And he said, why, mum? And I said, oh, dad and I don't know if we're going to have another baby or not. Like, we're just at that crossroads and we don't know. And he's like, okay, thanks, mum. Yeah. Can you keep me that? And then my mum was like on FaceTime out the back one day, and she's like, oh, what have you got going on there? And he goes, he just casually says, oh, mum and dad don't know if they're going to have another baby or not, so they're just moving the stuff on. And this is a 4-year-old.
They're so accepting. Like, so accepting. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was factual. I didn't, like, you know, good. And like I said, so there's no, like, judgment if you're taking your kid on the ride with you with whatever you're going through. Yeah. But for me, that was one of the things that I was like, I don't want to, like, he's already got a lot going on in his little life, you know, starting yeah. school.
And he's already enough. Like, he's yeah, enough.
Exactly. And that's what yeah. I want him to know, that. And like, yeah. so for him, he's never asked for brothers and sisters. He's never, mm. you know, like, and yeah, that when you said that before, I was like, that's one area that we kind of have kept him, you know, out of.
But I think also just like, I love all of that, but also it's just not the responsibility of a toddler to make a decision like that. That is actually a parent decision, a personal relationship yeah. decision that a child should not actually be a part of. So
yeah,
keep them
out
of it.
Like, some, like, and you know, like I said, sometimes it's like, you know, you hear the little kids and everything, and he just, like, he's totally cool. Like, he's just like, yeah, yeah, I'm happy.
Because he's super happy and secure in what he's got. Like, what's to be bothered about? I'm good.
Yeah, he is. He's cool. So, and like, you know, as I said to you, he's a little legend, but definitely going through the big, I spell it out, T-A-N-T-R-U-M, Tetris, because I don't like to say to him, or, you know,
yes.
the big meltdowns. Fuck, that's hard work as parents. And then, you know, that leaks out into your relationship too. Because you're like, 100%. Really, you want to scream at your fucking kid, but then you end up like taking your husband or your partner, like your wife or whatever. Yeah. Oh, so it really is a journey. Wild.
It really is a journey. Yeah. Wild. I'm sure that there are so many people listening right now that are in like that same crossroads of, oh my God, what do we do now? Like, is it another child or is it not? And it's,
well, do you know what? I would give the advice, because I had so many people message me, and I think very similar from the men being in that space of like, I just don't have the capacity, and like money worries, blah, 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 with all the interest rates and everything. Also like the needs, like, and so the way that I see it now is it's like, we'll have those conversations. Like, what, I never asked Griffo what his fucking needs were or what he needed. And like, when I was running my business, like, he needed to see money coming in, not instead of it all going into my business and me doing things for my business, he actually physically needed to see things coming in. So it's like having those conversations around needs in the family, like what needs are being met. Reading a really awesome book called One and Only. Someone passed that on to me, and it gives you so much research and everything on why one and only children, like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of society stuff. Actually, they reckon they're more smarter, but anyway, as teenagers, they're smarter.
It makes sense though.
Their conversation that like, and everything like with adults, but like, there's so many beautiful things. And I think starting to see it that way, instead of like, oh, that unfulfilled dream is not happening. It's like, you know, seeing it the other way. And I think like my biggest
advice, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah. Don't shut down. Like if you guys can't communicate it yourself, then reach out.
Yeah. Go and get some help. Yeah. I definitely think that that's the way to go. Moving, like, if you're struggling with it, just go and ask someone for help.
Because it is really hard. Like, you're getting something taken away from you, and they're like, and then they're feeling guilty as well. So your walls go up. Like, it's just, especially if we've been parented the way that we've been parented, not having those emotions, and not, we're trying to regulate ourselves anyway. You know, this new generation of parenting, like, you do need the support. And like I said, just having that space with someone just really like helped us actually understand and hear each other. And we're better off for it. Yeah, we don't know where we're at still, but like we're like more in love. We're more like respectful, like all of these different things. Like, our relationship is more deeply connected because of it.
Nothing's coming from hurt and fear as such. It's like, you've just, but you understand each other.
Yeah.
And you can empathize.
Exactly. And that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Hyde. That was...
Thank you.
Oh, what a topic though. But how empowering, like, that's a really empowering way to come at it. And I can see that you're empowered by it because you've already done the fucking work. If I'd spoken to you 6 months, a year ago, entirely different.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, I don't know, like, I'm getting the label perimenopause at the moment by the doctor, and I'm just
fuck off.
I know, right? That's a whole topic for another day. But I also am kind of like, well, is that the universe telling me as well? Like, you're done? Like, two? Like, you know? So, but if anyone is going through that and they want, you know, some advice, or, you know, James Fishgill is incredible communication coach, but stalk me on Insta at _HeideAnderson, and I'll share with you our podcasts. And
yeah, you know, great idea.
We give everyone like the full therapy sessions as well. Like, we edit it up for the podcast, but if you want the full, like, the full therapy session, you can go through and do it with us.
Yeah, there you go. Sit there with your partner and listen to the questions and answer them. Free therapy. How will that work? Awesome. Oh, I so appreciate your time today. Thank Lovely. You. Yes, go and check her out. She's just wonderful. I love how we keep circling back to each other. It's like, hey, I'm back.
Oh, mate, but I'm always cheering you on. Like, you're doing amazing. Yeah. And like, need you in our life, you know, as parents. Like, we need you.
We need shit to feel good, eh? Like, it's not always going to be perfect. It's not about that. Yeah. It's just like, it's got to feel better or more good than it feels like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. And like, we're learning new ways ourselves. Like, you know, so letting
go. It's the hard work, man.
Oh, fuck. Wouldn't it be easy to just be like an asshole parent?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Or just non-existent. Just pay a child. Just pay the paycheck. Fuck off. No, I do not advocate for that, by the way. But anyway.
No, that is like full disclaimer. We're totally taking the piss.
All right, team. We will catch you on the next. Oh, I will actually say not the next episode. We'll see you next season, because this is our final one for...
Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and review Court's podcast.
I love that. Awesome. Thanks, team.
See ya.
And that is a wrap on today's episode. If you've enjoyed the chaos and laughter as much as we have, don't forget to hit that follow button, share with your besties who need a good laugh, and give us a like.
Don't forget to check out our Feel Good Parenthood courses where we tackle all things toddlerhood and sleep. Our Facebook group is open and ready for you now too. Show notes have the deets.
Until next time, keep rocking your parenting game, and remember, you are doing an incredible job.